Well, good day. Welcome to Speaking of Schools, another edition from South Carolina's Department of Education, a weekly presentation here at this website. And today, one of my favorite conversations that I have the privilege of having each year as host of Speaking of Schools, and that is with the outgoing or the former Teacher of the Year, South Carolina Teacher of the Year, who for 2016 happened to be Suzanne Cody of Sumter High School. Suzanne and I had a conversation several months ago, and we feature this each August as we've had the pleasure for the last number of years to talk with the former Teacher of the Year about their experiences that they have had and what their plans for the future are. So we invite you to join us. Learn a little bit more about who Suzanne Cody is, what she's done, and what she's going to do. Stay with us. We are Speaking of Schools. Each summer about this time, we have an opportunity to reflect with the outgoing Teacher of the Year on the professional and personal experiences that that person had as their year as top teacher in the state of South Carolina, representing more than 50,000 professional staff members who adorn our classrooms every day. Suzanne Cody was the South Carolina Teacher of the Year, the 2016 Teacher of the Year, and she joins us today on Speaking of Schools. Suzanne, I heard your comments at the close of the recent Teacher of the Year banquet and heard nothing but deep appreciation on your part and also for an experience that has just been unparalleled.
Oh, I absolutely am appreciative. South Carolina really does a good job of allowing the State Teacher of the Year the flexibility to really work with the incoming teachers and teachers who have been in the field for a while as well. And that's an experience that not every State Teacher of the Year gets. In some states, the teachers are still in the classroom, and it makes it difficult to step up to that advocacy role.
Well, I know that the banquet itself has been emulated across the country, that it is one of the top events celebrating teachers in these United States. And, of course, we certainly appreciate South Carolina Future Minds as well as South Carolina's Department of Education and the corporate private sponsors that make it possible.
Absolutely.
There were a number of events that took place during the year. And I can imagine, regardless of political persuasion, going to the White House, having some time with the President of the United States, that not only being a social event, certainly, but a professional event as well, because you gathered there with all of the other State Teachers of the Year.
Absolutely. We were able to not only meet the President, but the Vice President as well. He normally does not attend the event that he holds for the Teachers of the Year, but he came out and talked with us about his concerns about education, growing up with a stuttering problem, and how bullies impacted his life. And so we had a nice, honest conversation about the issue of bullying in schools. And then when we met with the president, we each had one-on-one time to be able to just speak with him, you know, about what we were concerned about. We didn't have a lot of time, but he was present in the moment, very cordial and open to what we had to say. And after the press conference, I ran into the Secretary of Education. So I feel like I really had a voice while I was in D.C., and that meant a lot to me.
Well, I'm sure that it did. Did you find that your thoughts regarding education, the issues that confront us, that they parallel those of the president in many respects?
In many respects, they did. You know, we recently changed from the No Child Left Behind Act to the Every Student Succeeds Act. And there's more of a push for the states to control what education should look like at a local level. But we certainly want to hold ourselves true to integrity. We don't want to just go back to doing things the way they used to be done. We want to make sure that we have the best teachers in classrooms given the best instruction that we possibly can so that every student receives a quality education.
And that's an issue really with the ongoing teacher shortage that we've experienced in certain areas for a long time. And now I think just across the board, we're looking at the next few years where a lot more are leaving the profession than are coming out of our teacher training institutions.
That's right, Doug. We have about 2,200 graduating from our South Carolina universities, and we have 4,000 to 5,000 leaving each year. Now, some of that is retirement or various attrition measures, but we have more leaving than we are bringing in, and so we're having to look at alternative methods for bringing teachers into classrooms, and we have to be open to those ideas. But we also have to decide how to keep teachers in the classroom. And we're going to do that by elevating the profession, by allowing teachers professional growth and leadership opportunities, and through the mentoring program, because we have to support those early year teachers.
Yeah, that mentoring program has been going on through for some time through the Center for Educated Recruitment, Retention, and Advancement. And, of course, you have been on that staff for the past year. Were you working in that particular area, or were there a variety of areas that you were working with teachers as you worked out of the SARA office?
I really did a lot of everything. I recently started stepping into the role of the mentoring program, and that's actually what I'll be doing somewhat for the next year. I'm going to be joining the staff of SARA and working with mentoring, but also with developing new mentoring programs. They just revised the one that they're doing this year, but we want to revise and have programs in place for various groups, such as teachers coming in through the alternative certification process. Their needs are different than a teacher coming out of a university. And so I'm going to focus a lot on that. But I was able, as State Teacher of the Year, to also work with pre-service teachers. So I visited with teacher cadets and teacher fellows and talked to them about why teaching is such an important profession and how to kind of survive the day-to-day things that can bring a teacher down and see that big picture of the difference that you're making.
Well, you already answered one of the questions that I had for later in our conversation, and that is, what does the future hold for Suzanne Cody, who we're, by the way, talking with. Suzanne, an English teacher at Sumter High School in the Sumter School District, is the 2016 South Carolina Teacher of the Year. She relinquished that title to Jennifer Wise from Richland School District Number 1, and we'll hear more about that a little bit later on in our conversation. But Suzanne, I know that you were on the council that makes plans for development, economic, educational development in South Carolina. You were on a council that convened at Notre Dame. Some of the professional activities that you engaged in that you found most rewarding as Teacher of the Year.
Well, I should need to correct you on that. I was not able to attend the Notre Dame conference this year, but I am going to attend next year. So I haven't done that yet. But I was able to participate in Leadership South Carolina, Education Policy Fellows. There were a number of things where I really felt like I learned more about the behind the scenes of education. I learned about policy and who makes decisions and why they're made. Because sometimes as classroom teachers, we don't always understand why we do things the way we do. And so now I've seen the other side of that, and it makes a lot more sense to me.
As you were going through the application process for South Carolina Teacher of the Year, a part of the honor roll teachers, one of five teachers for that title, you had a particular mission, a particular objective in mind. And tell us about that objective, and if that objective was perhaps, did you change with that objective as you went around the state and looked and saw different situations in different school districts?
Well, I think my message somewhat evolved. Initially, I was very much focused on the need for teachers to be continual learners. I think when you get into an area of being stagnant, you're not really inspiring learners anymore. So I wanted to spread the message that teachers needed ongoing professional development, but development that was meaningful to what they were teaching, not just one-size-fits-all trainings, but rather really exploring and expanding their content knowledge. And that I still believe to be true, but as I went through the year, I noticed that a lot of teachers really were just sort of burnt out or feeling frustrated. And so I wanted to get back to focusing on why they went into teaching to start with. And for most teachers, it's building those relationships with students, knowing that until we meet their emotional and their physical needs, we can't begin to address the intellectual. And so just remembering why we're there and that we need to do what's right for the students at all times. And if we do that, and we always ask ourselves what each student needs, I think education in South Carolina is going to continue to excel.
There were a lot of awards that you received as Teacher of the Year. One, of course, and on top of the list, I'm sure, would be that BMW. How many miles did you put on it?
I'm actually on my second one right now. So I probably have put cumulatively about 30 to 35,000 miles on it. It has certainly seen the roads of South Carolina.
I can imagine it has seen the roads of South Carolina. I can imagine it was also a joy driving around the state in that South Carolina-made BMW. Also, the financial awards that you received. But I think that the professional associations that you got with teachers across South Carolina, as well as the Teachers of the Year across the country. Did you have other opportunities to meet with other state Teachers of the Year?
Oh, absolutely. We actually met for the first time in San Antonio, Texas. We came together, I think it was back in January. And from the moment I met them, I knew some of them would be my lifelong friends. We have just established connections and relationships, just like we do with our students. So we actually talk just about every day, if not every day. And then we met again in Washington for another conference. And then we're all going to Space Camp. We have New Jersey conference in October. So we're going to be continuing our professional development together as a group for a long time.
Yeah, sounds like you're going to stay busy, no question. And the Notre Dame the Notre Dame conference that you'll be going to, when does that take place?
I believe that's going to be in October. I don't have the firm dates on it yet.
A little later in the into the fall. Okay. Suzanne Cody from Sumter High School, Sumter School District, an English teacher who is the 2016 South Carolina Teacher of the Year, having served in that particular capacity for the past year. She's already told us she'll be a part of the Sarah staff for next year and given us an idea of some of the things that she'll be doing. I also can imagine that you had a conversation, if not before, certainly after the Teacher of the Year banquet, a conversation with Jennifer Wise. As you talk with her, or perhaps as you talk with the other honor roll teachers that were candidates for that 2017 award, what were some of the things that you told them that they're going to enjoy the most and some of the things that maybe you cautioned them about?
There's not a lot to caution them about. Each journey really is individualized so that there are no prescriptive measures. There's no, you know, you have to do this and you have to do that kind of instructions. And so what I told Jennifer was just to do the things that she felt passionate about, that furthered her message, and that took her to the next step where she wanted to be professionally. And I've told the honor roll teachers and Jennifer as well, essentially the work will not end until you invite it to do so. And that's something I heard when we were in Texas from one of the National Teachers of the Year. But as long as you want to continue advocating for your profession, you'll be invited to do that. It's not until you want it to end that it will. And so, you know, stepping into the leadership role, it might be a one-year official title, but it's a career-long passion at this point.
Oh, I can well imagine that it's something that has changed your life professionally and in a lot of regards for the contacts that you have now nationwide in education and other areas. Suzanne Cody from Sumter High School, we appreciate your being with us on Speaking of Schools. Is there anything in the questions and the conversation that we've had that I've left out that you'd like to share with our listeners that perhaps we haven't had a chance to talk about?
Well, just one thing. I just want to tell you probably the most meaningful thing that I did as State Teacher of the Year. I was able, through a gift from University of Phoenix, to award a second-year teacher a full scholarship to receive his master's in education. And I just, that moment of being able to give the gift of education is what it's all about. And so I did want to mention that Adrian Wilkins from Sumter High School will be starting his master's this summer, and I am so proud of him, and I know that he's going to be a great teacher for many years in South Carolina.
Well, that does have to be one of the highlights of your year, Suzanne. And again, we thank you so very much for talking with us and reflecting on your year as the South Carolina 2016 Teacher of the Year. I know that you'll continue to serve educators across the state as you operate out of your new office at the Center for Educator Recruitment, Retention, and Advancement. That's at Winthrop University in Rock Hill. A great group of people that are there. We wish you luck and look forward maybe to having another opportunity to talk as maybe you define your role or your roles at Sarah a little bit better. Perhaps we'll have an opportunity to chat again.
I'd love that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And that'll do it for this edition of Speaking of Schools. and a pleasure having the chat we had with Suzanne Cody, South Carolina's 2016 Teacher of the Year. And hopefully we can hear from Suzanne later in the year as things unfold for her as she continues her professional career at South Carolina Center for Educator Recruitment, Retention, and Advancement. Speaking of schools, from South Carolina's Department of Education is a weekly feature here at this website. I'm Doug Keel, and I welcome you to join us as we feature news about education in South Carolina. As I said, we'll have another conversation next week that we think you'll enjoy. So join us, and thank you for the pleasure of your company. And until next week, when we'll be speaking of schools.